My name is Sheila Walk, and I am a program assistant at the Springfield Area Arts Council.
Tell us a little bit about how the Artists on the Plaza got started.
Artists on the Plaza has been a program of the Springfield Area Arts Council for about 30 years. It is a way to give exposure to local artists, of course, and it's also a way to entice people to come downtown and enjoy all the retailers and restaurateurs in the downtown area, the urban core of our city. This year, the program runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and it employs about 28 separate performers, either solos, duos, or individuals. They're all local artists.
And these are happening during weekdays over the summer, during like a lunchtime. So who exactly is Artists on the Plaza meant to entertain?
So this year, there are 27 performances. It is such a great mix of residents and downtown workers, and of course, tourists. And you know, one of my favorite things that happens during these hour-long sessions at noon is when people are just walking through the plaza on their daily business, and then they stop and listen and look, and they sit down and enjoy the music. That's one of the things I like best about the program.
And so give us some examples of who would be playing as an artist on the plaza during these events, which are noon to one Tuesdays and Thursdays in the Old State Capitol Plaza.
Familiar names like Tom Irwin, the St. Andrews Society Celtic Dancers, Sam Crane, Dennis Darling, Micah Walk. We have the Illinois Army National Guard coming in with their Prairie Winds Clarinet Ensemble, Thistle and Thyme. Some other artists developing, Springfield Area Youth Jazz Band, Sisters of the Sun, Amy Benton. A couple of things geared particularly to children, as I mentioned earlier, a juggler and a magician. As a community service, Artists on the Plaza invites local theater groups to come in and use excerpts of their musicals. Theater in the Park, Muni, Legacy Theater, Theater Center, Holman Center for the Arts Productions, invited to come in and do excerpts from the musicals they're staging during the summer so they can expose their work to a wider audience. Hoagland Kids and Teens, it's a new educational program of that arts center, and so they're appearing this summer. And so there's just one more reason for people to come downtown, and certainly the Arts Council supports that endeavor. We're trying to do our part in enlivening the city center, and we work with a variety of partners to do that, including the City of Springfield. Not only does the City of Springfield give the Arts Council a bit of money, but their Public Works Department comes by and cleans the benches, and so that's a very practical thing that the city does to support this effort. The Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, Downtown Springfield Incorporated, also help us. And then, as I mentioned, others, other sponsors, corporate and businesses and restaurants and individuals also.
The Springfield Area Arts Council then also has some other events. One of those is called On My Own Time. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's something that's running this summer as well. Always at the Springfield Area Arts Council, we have several programs going on at the same time. On My Own Time is a program started by the Arts Council, and it involves area businesses, medical institutions, state agencies, etc. An on-site coordinator from those places invites workers to bring the art that they're making on their own time to a workplace exhibit. And then the Arts Council sends a panel of artists to those workplace exhibits to choose the best, and that best then is brought to a citywide exhibit. The Union Station downtown, part of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency properties, is hosting that exhibit this year. It began on June 23rd and runs until July 12th. Again, the attendance is free, open to the public, and runs every day that Union Station is open, Monday through Saturday.
And then you also mentioned there's a couple of grant programs. Can you talk about those?
There are two. City Arts, which is funded through the Springfield Area Arts Council and the City of Springfield, and Community Arts Access, which is Springfield Area Arts Council and the Illinois Arts Council Agency. Both of these grants are given to local, and when I say local, Sangamon and Menard counties, that's our service area, Sangamon and Menard, local nonprofit agencies that have arts programming or arts agents, other arts councils, arts organizations themselves.
All right, Sheila Walk with the Springfield Area Arts Council. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you, Rachel.